The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good evening and welcome to the National Intel Report. I'm your host, Steve Elkins, and today's date is August 14th, 2023. I want to officially welcome James Fetzer, Jim Fetzer, to the network. I think he's going to do a great job. I think that's going to be a great fit. I happened to talk to Mike Rivero today a little bit in his passing, that running errands with Claire, the lovely lady Claire. And he's missing RBN. Believe it or not, he actually misses RBN. But he said, you know, sometimes you have to call it for what it is. It's time. And he says, I'm just going to keep doing what I'm doing on the website. So keep an eye on his website, whatreallyhappened.com. And for information, he's hot on that. He's just simply fighting the war from a different trench. And we thank him for continuing to do that. So good luck to Mike Rivero and Claire. And other than that, I did have an interesting conversation today with Paul Preston of Agenda 21 Radio. And I gave him a call. And this is the weird part about it is I have lots of telephone numbers in my phone. If I were to lose my phone, I'm in some serious trouble. I do have them written down in a Cardex, some, you know, my guests I've had on the show before and my contact information. But if I lose my phone and I need to get a hold of somebody, I'm in trouble. And I got to be really careful on that, not to lose the phone. So I look at my phone today. I've been working on this whole Maui fire thing here and looking at the similarities between the Maui fire and the Paradise, California fire and the Santa Rosa, California fire and Fountain Grove fires in Santa Rosa. And believe it or not, they're identical. That's very odd. Identical. And we're going to talk about that more in the second hour. My co-host coming on the Monday night show is Rob James. And he will be coming on in the second hour. We're going to talk about that. We're going to tell you some information that you probably don't know about, which means you need to do some further investigation and research on your own to verify what I'm telling you. But there's something very fishy here. There's something that doesn't – something smells rotten here. And so I was talking to Paul Preston. But one of the things I was getting back to, missed the point here, is that I know my telephone numbers on my phone. I program everybody's telephone number. I can call them any time of the day. And guess what? Two numbers were taken out of my phone. I don't know how this happened. I do not know how this happened. Two telephone numbers were taken out of my phone. I had to go to my Cardex and reinstall them in my phone. Paul Preston's number was taken out, and so was James Fetzer's number taken out. I don't know how that happens. Somebody evidently is monitoring who's in my phone as far as my contact information. And those are two people that are probably right over the target. And that's why they don't want me to contact these people. So make it a little more difficult for me. They actually somebody removed the telephone numbers from Paul Preston and Jim Fetzer from my phone. I have no idea. I just discovered it today. But I put it back in, and we'll see if it stays. But I do have contact information for both of them. But again, welcome to the network, Jim Fetzer. I think you'll do a stellar job. I guess I can't have you on my show anymore since you have your own show Monday through Friday. But you give Steve Starrs and I a break for Wednesdays, and we were doing it just to fill in anyway with the show we call Joint Resolutions. So I'm happy to see Jim Fetzer come aboard, and I can get back to Sundays and Mondays and keep busy doing that. Well, we got a lot of stuff to talk about today. Last hour, I've been looking more at what's going on with the war in Ukraine, our proxy war against Russia going through Ukraine. And coming across an article on Lou Rockwell today talking about War as a Racket. Of course, you know that's the title of a General Smedley book, a very famous book, War as a Racket. If you don't have it, you should get it. It's a good book. Pretty much detailing it that it is a racket. It's a money-making opportunity. It's a racket. Blood on your hands, but who cares, right? So the U.S. and NATO made a record sale of $400 billion in weapon sales for this U.S. proxy war in Russia going through Ukraine. This is just the beginning here. This is not over yet. They're expecting another $50 billion, which will bring it a total to $450 billion. Biden has just asked the Congress. First of all, you start off with a high number. I'm not sure what happened here. He was at $40 billion. I'm going to the Congress. We're going to get $40 billion. We're going to send it to Ukraine. And somehow in the last couple of days, that number's been chopped down to $24 billion. And I'm sure they'll get it. So, you know, with these war defense contractors, the corks are popping. You know, the champagne is flowing all the time. And the military-industrial corporation, I call it the corporation, not complex, but corporation, these people are very, very happy. There's no actual blood on their hands. They're merely the supplier of the weapons of mass destruction. The killing is done by those on the ground. So Ukraine is a bloodbath. We are involved in it. Our hands are dirty. We are at war, believe it or not. Profits for Lockheed Martin, Boeing, and RTX, which is formerly known as Raytheon, I'm not sure why Raytheon decided to change their name. I mean, we know you are the merchants of death. You think a name change is going to erase your past? It's what you guys do. It's what you live for. I don't know how people in this industry can actually go to bed at night and sleep like babies. I have no idea, no conscience, no moral compass. It's sickening. It's sickening. The United States talks about wanting peace in the world, but, you know, that's just talk. That's all it is. We have a very, very busy, active military-industrial corporation that's just making sure the world remains unstable so they can go in at any time they want to and clean up the mess and make money and steal resources. That's pretty much the name of the game. That's exactly what this government has been doing for the last 70-plus years. Is simply nation building, stealing resources, toppling governments, claiming the wealth for themselves, and putting in puppet governments to support their needs in the future. It's pretty sickening, isn't it? Blood on your hands, no doubt about it. Ka-ching, ka-ching. They don't give a damn. You know what, though? These people will pay the price someday. They will. They will pay the price someday. The Rumsfelds, the Dick Cheneys, all those who are vested in this military-industrial corporation. They will not escape final punishment. They may escape it here on Earth. But they won't escape it in the end. You know, you can ask for forgiveness on your deathbed. It won't be accepted. You can't, on your deathbed, cleanse your consciousness and your evil deeds that you've done just by confessing them on your deathbed and hoping that, you know, our Heavenly Father will give you a break. Can't do it. Doesn't work that way. You know, they can escape it down here because we have a corrupt legal system, but they can't escape it in the end. They will burn. Our southern borders continue to be a breach. And Joe Biden and his dingbat press secretary, Jean-Pierre, There's not a national crisis here. There's nothing to see. We're on top of it. Yeah, really? Are you really on top of it? Is this your best? If this is your best, what's your worst? Yeah, the borders are wide open. Today in the news, children in cages. You'll never hear about this from the mainstream media because it reflects poorly on the Democrats and Joe Biden. Now, if this were Donald Trump, oh my God, and he was office, you would hear about it. Donald Trump's got children in cages. He's abusing children. They're in cages. But you won't hear about it for Joe Biden here. But I saw the pictures. And again, the mainstream media not really touching on this article at all. Not touching it on this subject matter. They're just going to pass right over. And they're passing over everything they possibly can when it comes down to something derogatory about Hunter Biden or Joe Biden. We're moving on now. There's nothing to see here. We're moving on now. Well, Governor Greg Abbott is fighting the illegal entry by putting up these big giant red buoys. Congratulations. Thank you. A little late, but you know, better than never. It's about time. Should have done a lot more. Should have actually called in the National Guard when he had the chance. I mean, what does National Guard really do? I remember going to my National Guard after my full commitment was done in the military, and my friends were the National Guard. They said, it's a joke. We show up on weekends. We play cards. We goof off. We do very little training. We're just there, just in case. Well, if that's the situation with our National Guard, then put them to use. Put them on the border. Stop them. But no. The National Guard is really just it's not what it claims to be. It's not there. So these immigrants, these illegals coming in, are trying to cross over the big red buoys, and some of them are drowning. Sorry about that, but you shouldn't be coming into our country. You know, it's interesting that we don't hear other countries talking about or being upset or a little bit shamed that their own citizens are leaving their countries to come to the United States. Maybe it's because their economies are in a downfall and don't really care. Get rid of more people. I have less mouths to feed and worry about. So go to the United States. You know, let the United States take care of you. Yeah, that'll work. And this open borders is truly an issue you could impeach Joe Biden by, no doubt about it. That's one of many. Not even talking about the money under the table, the 20 shell companies that were put in place and the whole family getting rich. Selling the Biden brand. I'm not talking about that. This guy's got a list of things you could impeach him on. Steve Starz and I were talking about the other day, and there's been little talk about impeaching Joe Biden. Of course, you can't because the Senate is controlled by the Democrats. The House is still, well, a little bit of gain there, but unfortunately, we still have these people called rhinos, and they're really not Republicans. They're Democrats, so. That doesn't help you either in the House of Representatives. So you could impeach him. And he and I had this little discussion on this. And he said, well, we need to impeach. I said, but it's not going to go through the Senate. It doesn't really matter. He goes, but we need to have it on record. Have it on record that we did impeach him for the history. Again, who writes the history books? Will this ever be written in the history books? Joe Biden's corruption? Will it ever be in a history book? Will a child in high school, and if he takes a history class, will he actually learn about the corruption of Joe Biden and his administration? Will he learn about Hunter Biden, the laptop? Will he learn about all that stuff? No, probably not. Probably not. He's not going to hear a word about that. And that's all purposeful. Again, who writes the history books? The victors write the history books. And right now, they're the victors. They're still in control and pretty much doing whatever they want to do. Pretty sad. Now, New York and Massachusetts, which are sanctuary cities, I can't tell you how many sanctuary cities are out there, are declaring a state of emergency. I have to laugh because New York now is demanding $12 billion for 97,000 illegals that have entered their state. They have no place for them. And they're wandering around along with the homeless population, the mentally ill, the drug addicts. They have no place for these people. They have no idea what to do with all these people. What you got for me? Hey, you guys defied federal immigration law. You defied the law. You're going to try to make your problem my problem, our problem? You broke it, you fix it, not a penny from the federal government, but that's not going to happen. You know what's going to happen. They're going to pool all our resources and send it to these sanctuary cities to take care of all these illegals again. Looking after the Democrat states who get themselves in trouble here. It's sickening. It's totally sickening. I hate to bring this news to you, but Massachusetts also in the same situation here. You know, we need the money to fix this problem. The problem that you created. The only issue that I have with this, and I spoke about this long ago, the issue I have with this sanctuary city thing, this domino effect of these cities saying, you know, we're going to become a sanctuary city. You can come here. You can come here. And I knew this was going to happen. I knew this was going to happen. What makes me so angry is that Donald Trump had an opportunity. He had a stellar opportunity to stand up, look presidential, and call for these mayors and these governors who defied federal immigration law. He had a chance to jail them. Had a chance to jail these people. My God. You know, Ronald Reagan took down PATCO because they threatened the air travel and for their union. They wanted higher wages. They wanted this and that. And he gave you a call. He gave them, I'll tell you what, I'll give you a week to get back to work. You know, that's it. You don't come back to work, you're fired. I just wanted Donald Trump to be a stand-up kind of guy, a president. He had a great opportunity here. He missed it. He missed a great opportunity. He could have jailed the mayors. He could have jailed the governors and sent a message to any other state, any other city that thought about becoming a sanctuary city. Don't do it. We're coming for you. We're coming for you. I'm going to throw your ass in jail. But he didn't do it. And now we have cities around the nation that are sanctuary cities. Now they're screaming. They're overloaded with illegals, and they want you to pay for it. I saw a meme the other day, an American flag with a banana over the stars, indicating that we have become a banana republic. If not already, we will become a banana republic on the pathway that we've chosen here. Stolen elections, a weaponized Department of Justice, rigged courts, and don't recognize statute. Totally ignoring the rule of law, fueled with hatred. Their rulings all based in hate. Trump derangement syndrome. I have an idea. Hang with me on this one. I have an idea. I'm a little fed up with this. Let's take down this Statue of Liberty. Okay, let's take it down. Let's put it on a barge, let's strap it down, and send it back to France with a little note saying, hey, you screwed us. Now you can save the millions of people that flock to you because of this statue and destroy your country. Here, take it back. Or better yet, what about... We could take it out into international waters and sink it, make an aquatic reef out of it. Now it's useful. It's been watching over New York Harbor since 1886. America was once a melting pot of immigrants who came here legally, by the way, legally to build this country. Now we have a cesspool of untalented people, no skill sets, grabbing at the teat of America. The immigrants that came in were checked out. Background checks, health, everything. They came here, they passed. They came here to pursue their dreams in America. Building America. Now the ones who come over again. No, there's no checks. Checks for diseases? Nah. Background check for criminal activity? Nah. Take a COVID vaccine? Nah, you don't have to do that. These people do, but you don't have to. You can come in. Don't worry about it. Just take too long to do all those checks then, wouldn't it? Just take too damn long. Just come on in. Sign up for your benefits here. The taxpayers, they don't mind. They like you. Here, you can just take the whole damn store. A nation without borders is a nation that loses its sovereignty and its identity, and that's where we are right now. America has become a melded nation of tan-skinned people with low IQs, and white is being erased because it does not fit into their diversity plans. Yes, you, Whitey, you don't fit into diversity. But I got a little bit of a tan. Can I apply? No, you're still a white boy. That's the way it is. Take a little break here. We'll come right back and get into it again. Second hour, my good friend Rob James riding shotgun with me. We're going to talk about the Maui fires and Santa Rosa. Interesting stuff there. Hang tight.
Corporate corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Consider this. Dead people see only what they want to see. And frankly, most of us are still dead. Let me give you the lessons of gold and five easy lessons. Number one, don't buy it because you need to make money. You buy gold because you need to protect the money you already have. Don't ever look at the price as a barrier. Look at it as an incentive. Number three, don't buy its paper pretenders. We talked about that a lot. Buy gold. Buy the real thing in the form of coins and bullion. Fourth, don't fall prey to glitzy television or Facebook ads. Do your due diligence instead. And that's what I try to provide you with and have for 26 and a half years on the air and 30 years in this profession. Fifth, don't allow naysayers to divert your interest. Allow yourself the right to protect your interests as you see fit. Jeff Bennett here. One of the ways you can do that is to contact Kettle Moraine Limited. Contact me by calling or texting me at 602-799-8214. 602-799-8214. You can also email me at kettlemoraineltd@cox.net. Let me help you protect your wealth and your family today. Once again, call or text us at 602-799-8214 or visit our website, Sierra Madre Precious Metals.com. Be glad to help you out. Be glad to answer your questions. That's what we're here for. No pressure, just good, hard, common sense. The decision then becomes up to you.
That's 512-248-8252. If you have something on your mind you want to talk about. I was just thinking about this again, the Statue of Liberty. It's brought us so much problems. Anybody else have any ideas what to do with this thing here? Can we re-gift it? Like I said, re-gift it, send it back to France. Here's your statue. France would come back and say, we don't want it. We don't want it. Maybe we can give it to Germany. Hey, here's a great idea. Send it to Israel. Send it to Israel. That's a great idea. Let's send it. Send the Statue of Liberty over to Israel. We just want to give you a little present here. And, give me your tired, your poor, your huddled masses yearning to breathe freed, the wretched refuse of your teeming shore. Let's give it to Israel. I'd like that idea. Let's send over the Statue of Liberty, a little present. You put a bow on it, I don't know, and just say, hey, we've been thinking of you, and we love you. You are our best friends. You are allies, and we just want to give you a little present here. Here, take this little statue here. Put it wherever you want to put it, but we just want to say thank you, and we want you to have this little gift. How about that? Yeah. Well, the hole for Joe Biden and Hunter Biden continues to get a little deeper and a little deeper. But, you know, they're always looking for more diversion stories to take your mind away from this stuff. I don't know what's going to happen. And I know you're probably just as frustrated as I am that you want something to be done, that there's a rule of law that steps in to say, you know, this is criminal activity. Yes, this is racketeering. This is money laundering. And you must step down. And I don't want Kamala Harris in charge, but there needs to be a prosecution. There needs to be an impeachment. And actually, you might say this is treason, actually, to sell off America interest using your office and for political and for financial gain. This is treason. And that's how it would be looked upon if this was Donald Trump. If the shoe was on the other foot and this was Donald Trump, that's exactly what the Democrats would say. This is treason. We're going to prosecute you. You're going to go to jail. And they would go full force with this. But we're talking about a corrupt Department of Justice, and we're talking about protecting the Biden family, the Biden crime family here, and nothing's happening right now. Nothing is happening. It's very frustrating. I had this talk today with Paul Preston. It's just mind-boggling that you have rules on the books, you have a constitution, and we, for some reason, we can't seem to use the constitution or our laws to enforce them. We enforce some, but we don't enforce them on everybody. There's an exceptional group there, exclusion group, that gets a pass. There's clearly a double standard in our judicial system here. And I don't know how to break that. I don't know how to break that unless we do have somewhat of a revolution of some sort. That's the only way I can see this thing to be resolved. I really don't know how we are going to resolve this without having some kind of revolution. I just don't know how. The system is corrupt. The courts are corrupt. The election process is corrupt. And we can't seem to find. There must be a lot of blackmailing going on right now. So much blackmailing to keep these people that make the big decisions, keep them in place to control them, because there's no other way to accomplish this without blackmail. And that would actually lead up to the Supreme Court also. They haven't stepped in and done their job. It's just they're silent. They're just sitting back watching what's going on. They know these things are illegal, what is happening right now. And they refuse to step in to take a stand on this stuff, so which means somebody is pulling the strings on them. Somebody's blackmailing them probably also. Well, we got the bank records released showing $20+ million sent to 20+ shell companies to all members of the family. This family is getting rich. All the members, nieces, nephews, everybody's cashing in, selling that Biden brand influence peddling. And I'm going to tell you something. The bank records do not lie. They don't lie. They're pretty dang good about money. They really are. You go to the ATM, you put your card in there, it'll tell you how much your balance is. You can look at all your past withdrawals. It gives you an itemized balance. Everything's perfect, perfect, perfect. How our election system should be with voting, but it's not, and it won't be. So, the banks don't lie. Their records are pretty dang good. So they were suspicious. They saw something very illegal going on here, different tracking of funds going here and there to many different shell companies, and they recognize that as money laundering. Actually, it's a racketeering money laundering situation here. And, of course, they relay that information to the respected authorities, but they're not respectable, and therefore the case against the Bidens ends. Devin Archer, Tony Babalinsky, all these business partners of Hunter Biden, influence peddling, we have the information. We've got it all. But they've established plausible deniability, this family. Well, I could have been selling my art your hand painting, your drugged up, fueled art, finger painting is selling for $500,000 a pop. Yeah, that's another way to hide money, by the way. That's another way to money launder, is through artwork. He has no special talents. But then again, like I said, $500,000 is paintings. I tell you, if I was a true artist and a very good artist, I'd be very upset about this, and I would make a stink how I can't sell my paintings for $500,000. But this idiot, this drug addict idiot son of the president, the resident of this country, can sell his paintings for $500,000 apiece. Amazing. Burisma Holdings, Burisma realizing that Hunter has no authority to do anything. He really does. He's useless. Useless as tits on a boar hog. But they call on him, and he can't do anything about anything. So they call on Joe Biden to instill a little threat here to fire that special prosecutor who was investigating Burisma Holdings, where Joe Biden's son happens to be on the board making some big, big bucks per month. You fire the special prosecutor, I'll give you $1 billion. I'm leaving in 6 hours. 6 hours, I'll leave. You fire the prosecutor, you get the $1 billion. And then having the gonads to actually brag about it, that I got the special prosecutor fired. Victor Shulkin, he's fired. Look at me, I'm Joe Biden. You know, they talk about quid pro quo. Nobody talks about that. The Democrats won't address this issue, if you ask them. Look the other way. I don't see anything here. Michelle Bell was correct on a video clip that I played about a week ago. The most corrupted, the most crooked president in this country that we have ever seen. The most corrupt and crooked president we have ever seen. Disgraceful, despicable, deplorable. A real POS of humanity. I don't use that initials very often, buddy. A real POS of humanity. The Babylon Bee has an article coming up the other day. Democrats say will take a lot more than eyewitnesses, testimony, bank records, audio and video, complete confessions for them to believe Biden didn't do anything wrong. Are you serious? I do my little impression of John McEnroe. You can't be serious. Yeah, I'm serious. They don't see it. They don't want to see it. If they see it, they have to address it. They look the other way. I don't see it. I just don't see it. So again, Joe Biden seeking $40 billion initially, now down to 24. I don't know what's going to happen there. More money going to the Ukraine Nazis there in Kiev. The proxy war against Russia continues here. This thing's never going to end. I saw an estimate. They don't even know. I don't think they really actually know the true number, but they give you a ballpark number of between $150 and $200 billion has been spent, get this, in the last year, just the last year, $150 to $200 billion has been spent in the last year. I saw a meme pop up on my phone. I know they're losing soldiers left and right. It is a bloodbath in Ukraine. This thing can't go on too much longer. It really can't. But now that Zelensky has dipped down a little further down in the pool of soldiers, and now getting 16 and 17-year-old boys, no choice. You were drafted. You're going to fight for this country. Does he understand? Does Zelensky understand that he's decreasing his population? He's lost a good number of his own soldiers, adult soldiers. Now he's taking children soldiers, the child soldier here. He's going to get them killed. Who's going to replenish and repopulate Ukraine when the young males are all dead? Who's going to repopulate Ukraine? Oh, he doesn't really care. He doesn't really care. He's got his escape route already figured out. He's got his big nest egg of U.S. aid. He and his fat cronies, his oligarchs, are all going to escape with your money, your tax dollars, live somewhere, and live a happy, happy life. And Ukraine will be under the control of Russia, where it probably should be anyway. Sorry, but that's the way it is. And it's something that had to be done. Russia gave alternatives and said, you know, hey, don't do these things. Don't attack these people. Leave our citizens alone. You don't. The Ukrainian Nazis, the Bolshevik Jews, Nazis there. I love how Roseanne Barr talked about the bad Nazis, the bad Jews. The bad Jews in Ukraine. She said she's Ukrainian. I didn't know that. but the bad Jews in Ukraine, there's bad Jews in Ukraine. She's telling, what's his name, this English guy here, Pierce Morgan. And of course, he didn't take her side. He disagreed with her, but she got pretty hot about that. But just because you're Jewish doesn't mean you're good, you know. And there are bad Jews and there are good Jews. So, but the ones that are causing the havoc in Ukraine, in Kiev, are the bad ones. They are the Bolshevik, Nazi, communist Jews. Sorry, that's the fact. It's a fact. And if they would just leave the Russian citizens alone, and NATO would stop pushing, the United States stop pushing NATO to put allow Ukraine to become a member of NATO, and take off the table putting a military base in Ukraine, this would never happen. None of this would ever happen. February next year, 2024, the 24th of February, will be the 2-year anniversary of the Russian invasion. I didn't think it'd take this long. I thought it would be over much, much sooner. But evidently, Putin is, I think he's playing a chess game. He's not going to be one of these, like the United States does, just a firefight and shock and awe and blow the hell out of a country. He simply wants to keep that country pretty much intact. He just wants to drive out the Nazis. And I understand that. So he's not going to blow the hell out of the country. Just wants the bad guys out. Wants to denazify Ukraine. And he could respect that. We'll see what happens. Boy, it's a quiet night. Nobody's out there. 512-248-8252. That's 512-248-8252. I'm getting these pop-ups. Weird stuff. Somebody's hacked in me here. I don't know what's going on here. What else we got here? Now, this one is, I kind of find interesting here. I'm not sure the politics of this one here. Joe Biden is forcing Israel. Forcing? I don't think so. Forcing Israel to include U.S. Gaza citizens in a visa waiver program. Evidently, the Israelis demand that they want their citizens the right to travel in and out of Israel to the U.S. without a visa, but not applying this also to the citizens, U.S. citizens that live in Palestine. And I get a little irritated when I hear U.S. politicians talking about, first of all, questioning or being judgmental as they are, to insinuate that a U.S. citizen living in Palestine must be a terrorist. We must watch them. We must watch them closely. We must monitor everything they do. We must monitor their bank records. We need to snoop and poop as much as we need to, because they are U.S. citizens that are living in Palestine. And Palestine is governed by Hamas, which has been labeled a terrorist entity. Therefore, if you live in a terrorist country, then you must be a terrorist yourself. Therefore, we will watch you. And again, the demand. No. It's good for Israel, but it's not good for a U.S. citizen living in Palestine here. This was a former CIA analyst that actually said this. Fred Flights is concerned about those citizens living in Palestine from the U.S. Why are they living there? Why do some citizens, U.S. citizens, live in Germany? Why is Harley Schlinger in Germany? Why are a lot of people in different countries? Why do they have dual citizenships? Well, you know, the dual citizenship, yeah, it works out really well for the U.S. politician. You can have dual citizenship with Israel and the United States. I never liked that. I don't think that's right. I like the loyalty for one country or the other, and not dual citizenship. I've never believed in that whatsoever. But we have it there. But other cases, yeah, well, there's a double standard here. We have a standard. That's okay, and that's not okay. So we want to keep an eye on this one over here, because that's not okay. The hypocrisy of U.S. government foreign policy. It's pitiful, isn't it? So August 23rd, I guess we're going to have the first Republican debates. Donald Trump. Is he going to participate? He said he's not going to. I don't know if that's out of kind of an arrogance. You know, Donald Trump is arrogance. I don't need to. Look, I'm so far ahead. I'm 52.4%. Nobody's even close to me. DeSantis at 15.6%. So why would he actually participate? probably doesn't want to spar over issues with Ron DeSantis. Probably the advisors for Donald Trump are saying, this could only hurt you, not help you. And number three, don't give the Democrats anything more to go after you. You already got enough on your plate. You're being sued by everybody. You're going to court. Probably going to have a new indictment on him on Wednesday from Georgia for election interference. I find that one quite comical. As we all remember watching 2000 Mules, which was in what state? What state? Did you say Georgia? Yes, Georgia. Georgia was a big part of 2000 Mules. So the election observers, we're done counting for the day. You guys can go home, have a cold brew, take it easy. We'll see you tomorrow. Lock the doors, pull out big giant tubs of ballots, start scanning the ballots, and by golly, they're all for Joe Biden. So Georgia has the nerve to actually try to go after Donald Trump, another indictment against Donald Trump for election interference after we saw what happened. You see, these fools were so stupid, they forgot to turn off the damn surveillance cameras. Is that pitiful or what? That's as bad as the cameras didn't work over the cell of Jeffrey Epstein. Yeah, they just didn't work. I don't know what happened. He's dead. He hanged himself with some paper sheets. But we don't have the video for it. We're just going to speculate that's what happened to him. Then we'll show you a grainy photo of some guy, some dead guy, and say it's Jeffrey Epstein. Yeah, I find that kind of comical also. Living in a high-tech world we live in, my cell phone takes great pictures, great, clear pictures, the pixels, excellent. And you show me some picture of a dead guy in a gurney that's grainy. I can't really tell who it is. There's a little bit of gray hair there. It was an old guy. My guess is they probably drove around in a van and found some homeless guy. It looked like Epstein. Say, hey, you want a steak dinner and lobster? A little bit of booze? Maybe some weed? How about it? How about some blow? Yeah, come on in, get in the van. Gave him all these things and killed him and then put him on a gurney, take a picture and say, hey, it's Jeffrey Epstein. He hanged himself. Who's gonna question that? You remember, we control it all. We get the outcome we want because we control it all. If you control the investigation, you control the outcome. Squeeze out the little guys. Local law enforcement, we don't need you here. We don't need you. Reminds me of that part in The Fugitive with Harrison Ford. And what's his name there? The sheriff that come in and take over. He was a Fed. Come in and take over the investigation. Yeah, Wild Earp's in town here. He's taking over the investigation here. So I don't know. So the number is 52.4% for Donald Trump right now at present time. And DeSantis at 15.6%. Ramaswamy, I kind of like this guy. Whenever he speaks, he seems to connect with me. I kind of like him, but it doesn't look like he has a shot at all. At 7.2%. Pence at 5.2%. And his backstabbing is killing him. He should be dropping out soon. Haley at 4.1%. Scott at 3.4%. Krispy Kreme, yes, Pillsbury, is at 2.1%. Hutchinson at 0.9% and Murr Bailey at 0.4%. Hey, that's kind of a coincidence, 0.4%. Isn't that the same amount of CO2 in our atmosphere? By golly, it is. That's weird. Just having a little fun, Murr. Laugh. Laughter is good medicine. We should all laugh. I can laugh at myself. We should all laugh at ourselves. So this... Again, the debates, I don't know if Donald Trump's going to show or not. Maybe he doesn't have to. But do you remember my three steps in stealing election? Polling. Do lots of polling. I found one over here just the other day, and this is what the Democrats are saying. This is the hypothetical election percentages right now. They're saying Donald Trump has 35%. Joe Biden is 33%. Can you believe that? As bad as the economy is and everything going wrong and his problems with Hunter and the money under the table, all that stuff, he's still at 33%. Donald Trump at 35%. And it's 32% don't know. I always get a kick out of the 32% morons. I don't know. What do you know? I don't know. 32% of you morons out there not you, the listening audience, 32% out there, per se, come back with, I don't know. God, what do they know? You have any ideas on anything? 32%? You guys, what do you think about this? I don't know. About this? I don't know. What do you know? I don't know. I know I like three squares a day, and I like a good brew, and I like my lady, and that's pretty much it. I'm at sports. I love my sports. That's what I know. But I don't know anything about politics. I don't know. I'm just that category of 32%. I don't know. I find that amazing. 32% don't know. Amazing. Well, the percentages are low for pretty much everybody, so it's just a matter of time before the financial backing, the people putting out the big money will say, you know what, I'm not wasting my money on you. I mean, you're 2.1%. Why? I'm not wasting my money. Drop out. You're done. It's over for you. It's over. Well, economy stuff, let's talk about California. I saw a video the other day, which was really interesting. I think I'll post it on the website, RBN. It was a guy talking to a large room of people, and he started off with a question. How many of you people are going to have no thoughts of leaving California? You're going to stay in California, despite what's going on. You just love California that much. You're staying in California. We are losing a lot of people, but you have decided we're staying. About a quarter of the hands went up. He says, well, I want you to listen to what I have to say first, and then we'll do a little vote at the end of the conference here. So he says, so you like living here in California? Yeah, we had nice beaches. We got nice weathers. We got the redwoods. California's a beautiful, beautiful state. It is a beautiful state. I live there. Got the wineries. It's beautiful. It's being destroyed, but it's a beautiful place. It was. It's changing. So he said, though, if you've decided to stay here, you evidently have not thought about the economics. Your heart, leaving your heart in San Francisco, you love the things like the weather, you love the beaches, you love all these other things. And for some reason, that's been pushed to a higher level than the economics, and you should be thinking economics. Look at the housing prices. This is crazy. I know. I bought a house there. Pretty expensive. What I paid for my house in California, it's a nice home. I buy a mansion anywhere else for that price. Pretty much. It's ridiculous. So the housing is up. It's outrageous. The rent is outrageous. The cost of fuel is outrageous. I think they're at six something a gallon, maybe close to $7 a gallon. Food prices are very, very high. You got forest fires that are being set purposefully to chase you out of certain areas. You've got illegal immigration costs. Taxes are high to pay for the illegals. Corporations are leaving. They don't want to pay high taxes. You're going to pay higher taxes now because the corporations are leaving. There's not a lot of reasons to stay. And if you stay, that you're saying basically that these things that I do love are more important than my economics. And I'm willing to put up with these bad economics, I'm willing to put up with that. Well, if you're willing to put up with that, I guarantee you it's going to get worse and worse. It's not going to get better anytime soon. Trying to figure out who I gave me the quote, but it's Doug Casey. Inflation will be between 15 and 20% in this coming year. 15 to 20% this coming year, Doug Casey. That's going to bring you back to the year of the presidency of Jimmy Carter. That's what that's going to give you. I think he was 18, 19% back in 79. That's why I went in the military, because there were no jobs. It was ridiculous. It was terrible. I didn't have a lot of choices. Guess I could work fast food, go nowhere with that, or go in the military and learn some kind of trade and figure out what I want to do, which I did, and then decided, be a thinker, not a stinker, go to college, get a degree. That's what I did. But we're looking at 15 to 20% inflation. That may be an understatement there, actually. We may be much higher than that. Grocery shopping the other day, it's terrible. What do you think a pound of asparagus goes for out here in Florida? I don't know what in California. I can only speak for Florida. What do you think a pound of asparagus should cost you? Well, I remember a day when the asparagus was coming in from Stockton. Stockton, California is the asparagus capital. They have a big festival every year, the Stockton Asparagus Festival. Great festival. Was. Not anymore. Changed the location. But you would buy it in bulk. Nice, big, giant, robust type asparagus for 99 cents a pound. Then it went up to $1.29, and I've seen it $1.50, $1.99, $3.49 the other day. $3.49 for the most scraggly, wimpy-looking asparagus I have ever seen. It's not going to sell. It's not priced to sell. It's going to rot away and be thrown in the dumpster. I don't even think the homeless people eat this stuff. What goes up
must come down. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's the obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now, I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
The secret to aging like fine wine is in the vines. Syrah grape seeds and skins contain high levels of flavonoids and resveratrol. Fermentation breaks these organic compounds down into smaller molecules, penetrating these therapeutic ingredients deeper into the skin, delivering faster and more effective results. Our handmade fermented skincare products are formulated with all natural ingredients and do not contain any phthalates or parabens. Similar products can cost as much as $180. At Natural Earth Medicine, we source our ingredients from local Arizona vineyards and cold process our oils to ensure that our customers receive the highest quality product in its purest form. Learn more at our website and try our fermented skincare products today. Visit naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
No one can decide what we all must outrun. Who's gonna carry the weight of the world until we learn to stop and do what must be done? This ain't no Shangri-La.
Yeah, things are getting pretty rough in California. Like I said, I'm glad I left in 2017. There's never been any looking back saying, did I make the right choice or not? I fought them hard and it didn't work. So purely economics, as in the video, I left because the economics were going to kill me. kill us. And, you know, you can rearrange these seats on the deck of the Titanic, but the bottom line is it's going down, right? Titanic is going to sink. You're going to go down the bottom. Yeah, you're going to be on the deck and you're going to look good, but that's the bottom line is the Titanic is going down in California. I've been telling people for a while, if you can get out now. Sell your houses now. Get out. Sell while you still can. Get something out of your homes. If you ride this thing out, you're going to lose. You're going to lose big. And there'll probably no getting it back because I just can't see that happening. California will be destroyed. Might actually be an extension of Mexico. Maybe that's what will happen. They'll just break it off and say, here, Mexico, you can have this. And they just seal it off. And that's like another country, extension country of Mexico. I don't know. Irvine, California and Glendale, California, flash mob thefts. These things are very organized. Amazing. 30 plus people run into a store, all have masks on. No, they're not COVID masks. They're just masks to hide their identities. And walking out, stealing, smashing, grabbing $300,000 worth of stolen goods. And the mainstream media is saying, well, it's not worth the hassle of firing on people and hurting people and certainly not killing people. It's just material things. Yeah, it's material things that some business owns and will have to somehow bite the cost of the theft itself or try to pass off what he can to the consumer itself. And that's not going to work. And so he'll end up closing his business. So please don't look at it so mildly as, well, it's just a little bit of stuff stolen. $300,000 from one store stolen. We are seeing stores in California closing their doors, moving out, just said, we're done here. And of course, they don't even have the guts to tell you why they're doing it. They just say, well, sales are down in these areas. Sales are down, but theft is high. And at least be honest about it. And the mainstream media not really wanting to show the video pictures of these smash and grabs because they're people of color. And we don't want to be showing people of color what they're doing. Well, you showed them in Black Lives Matter burning down cities in the summer of Burn Baby Burn. That was okay then. But that was mostly peaceful protests. It was mostly peaceful. But, you know, in the burning background of CNN, I love that. Mostly peaceful protest. But, yeah, it's sad. Get out of California if you can. Find some other state. Don't go to Arizona. Don't go to Texas. These are states that are getting flooded with illegals. Don't do that. Don't find those border states. Don't go to those agriculture states. You're just going to walk into another problem of illegal immigration, and you're going to be asking yourself, why did I do this? My taxes go up. Everything's going high again because to pay for the illegal immigration. Don't make that mistake. Let's go to the phones here. We'll have to carry him over to the second hour here. John in Michigan, you're on the show. Yep. Second hour coming up. Then we're going to come to John and my good friend Rob James coming in the second hour. We're going to talk about Maui. Stay tuned.
We need leaders to lead us, not stick us and bleed us.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.